daf is daf nun aleph. So we got three lines down on the into the daf. The Gemara is talking about this shita of Rav that he says any type of avodah zarah that was done or avodah to an avodah zarah that was done, the din is has to be it's kein zvicha. We said that it has to be a kein zvicha, either like a shechting, a breaking up of something, or if it's a zrika, if it's a throwing motion, has to be something that breaks up, like dam, when you throw the dam, it splits up. The zrika would have to be something that splits up as well. So the Gemara now suggests three lines down, lema ketanai. Maybe this discussion is really machlokas tanaim. Shachal lachagav. Let's say they shecht a grasshopper to avodah zarah. So the lach is Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev. One is chayev for worshiping avodah zarah. But chachamim potim. The chachamim thing though that is, does not qualify as a type of avodah. So my what lav? What's the machlokas? My lav behak mifilgi. The arguing. The mar savar arminan kein zvicha. Umar savar lo arminan kein zvicha. One opinion holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, as long as it's kein zvicha, just like they shecht in the base of Mikdash, so too, if you cut off the head of the grasshopper, that's considered a avodah, even though you don't shecht grasshoppers, even though it's not kein panim. It's not an avodah you would do in the base of Mikdash. But it's at least kein zvicha, it's a type of shechita, so then that qualifies. But according to Chachamim, no one shechts a chagav in the base of Mikdash, so therefore it doesn't qualify. So the question is kein zvicha enough even though it's not kein panim? That's the shaila. And that's exactly what Rav said. Turns out what Rav said is really machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. The Gemara says not the case. And lo, not true. The chuli amalo arminan kein zvicha, ela kein panim. Everyone requires that the act of avodah zarah, it's not enough to be just kein zvicha. It has to be kein panim. It has to be a type of act that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the machlokas? Va'inan, you need to be like kein panim. The shiny chagav is different, even though no one shechs a chagav for the base of Mikdash, it's not really kein panim, but hol v'tzavaro domi l'tzavar behema, since it has a long neck, like animals have a neck, or has not necessarily long, but it has a neck, just like animals have a neck, that might be considered enough kein panim. So Yehuda thinks, just like the grasshopper, since the grasshopper has a neck, it's enough kein panim, it's similar to what has been done inside the base of Mikdash, and therefore chayiv. Chacham felt that no, even though a grasshopper might have a neck, it's not an animal. Only animals are shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. Grasshoppers are not shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you would be pater. Gemara now says around 10 lines down, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Amar Rav. Avodas Kochavim, Sheov Noso B'Makyo. One of the types of avodas are that were to be used, you worship it by using a stick in front of it. Shavar Makyo, if you break the stick in front of the avodas are, Bifanel, right in front of it, chayev, you're chayev for avodah zarah, v'ne'eseres, and that staff, that stick becomes aser. Zarek makel, if you throw the stick at it, chayev, you're chayev for doing avodah zarah, but v'enu ne'eseres, but that stick doesn't become a chefza shel iser. So what's the difference? How come when I break it, in both scenarios, you're chayev for doing an avodah zarah, but when I break it, it becomes aser, the object, when I only throw it, it's not aser. So amar le rav al rav nachman, maishna. Maishna shavar, when I break it, when I break it, it's like snapping the head of an animal. That's like kein zvicha, and kein zvicha is enough to create an iser, so that's why breaking it is like zvicha. When it comes to zark nami, havi like kein zvicha. When I throw it, so shouldn't the throwing be similar to throwing blood in the mizbeach? So shouldn't that be usher as well? How come when you throw the staff, it's not usher? Amrlei, like we saw yesterday, really the top of this daf though, ba'inan zvika mishtaberes v'leka. It's not enough to throw something, it has to throw something that's going to shatter, that splits up. Just like when you throw the dam ends up dispersing, so to throwing something has to be dispersed to be kein zvika. Since when you throw the stick doesn't break, it doesn't qualify, and that stick will not be usur. So the Gemara then says, El Miat, if that's the case, avnei beis markolis, the rocks of this avodah zarah, but mal yasu. In what way will they become usur? Because when you throw them, when the zrika is done, they don't break. The rocks are not splitting in half. So it's not kein zrika. And if it's not kein zrika, if it's not zrika mishtaberes, if it's not a zrika that caused it to break up, it's not going to be usur. So how come when you throw rocks to Markolis, it's not usur? So Amar Lei, after the dikashili. So Rav Nachman says, I also had this question. V'shaalti l'rava baravua. And I asked him, Rav Bar Avua, L'chia Bar Rav, and he asked Chia Bar Rav, L'chia Bar Rav, L'rav, a whole transition here. V'amr Lei, they answered, Nase Kimigdal Avodas Chachavim. It's like you built a tower. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi explains here, Kimigdal avodas kochavim. Hatosefes ala merkolis katan leasos merkolis gado. It's you're adding on to the merkolis. There's a big stones in the middle, one, and one on top. By you throwing rocks, you're being Moses onto the binyan. The Isura, says Rashi, Isura mishum avodas kochavim atzma v'lo mishum takrovas. Not because it's a takrovas, it's an offering for avodah zarah, but it actually becomes part of the actual idol. It's an extension of the idol, and aval makel, when it comes to a stick, that's rocks. Rocks is being most of a markolis. But a stick, lo isabid avodas kochavim, a stick never becomes an avodah zarah itself. Dikara shavodas kochavim lav makel ninu. The statues aren't made of sticks. So when I throw a stick, the approach is it's going to be usher because I've done an avoda with it. Well, if it's an avoda, if it's a takroves, so a takroves only becomes usher if you do a zrika mishtaberes, a throwing that shatters, that breaks up. But when it comes to merkolis, the rocks aren't usher because it's a takroves, it's usher because it's actually the idol itself. It's an extension of the avoda zara, not because of a takroves. And that's why merkolis, avane, base merkolis, is usher. So then the Gemara says, Hanicha, this all makes sense. Leman damar, if you assume, Avodas Kochavim, Shavodas Kochavim, Asur Miyad. It's only true if you assume that when a non-Jew makes an Avodah Zarah, the moment they make it, it's Asur. That's the Mishnah we'll see on Amud Beis. If you assume the moment you put the rock there, even though you haven't yet worshipped it, making a statue is Asur. So that's why all these rocks are Asur. But El, if you assume, Leman damar, Ad Shetavod Tishtari, the Halopalcha. If you assume that a Avodah Zarah is an Asur until it's been worshipped, so then it should be permitted. Meaning what? I've got this big markolis, the big rock here and here and over it. I throw a rock at it. So now that rock, we're saying, is usher, not because it's takroves, it's also because I just added on to the binyan. I added on to that markolis. So now that rock, which is a avodah zarah, doesn't become usher right away. I need to throw a second rock at it to worship that new rock. If I haven't yet done avodah to that new rock isn't yet usher. So if I assume, again, when a non-Jew builds a Avodah Zarah, so the moment I add that rock to it, that's Asur Miyad. That makes sense. But if it's not Asur until he goes and bows down to that rock on the ground should still be permitted, even though it's a Tosefes of the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Kol Achas V'Achas, Nas is Avodas Kochavim, V'Takroves L'Chaverta. When you throw each additional rock, so let's say I have the Markola set up. I throw rock number one. Rock number one is an Avodah Zarah, but it's not Asur yet. When I throw rock number two, so rock number two ends up being a Takrovis. It's an Avodah to rock number one, and then now rock number two itself becomes an Avodah Zarah. So rock number one now is Asur because it's just been served by rock number two being thrown at it. But rock number two, even though it's Avodah Zarah, hasn't yet been served. But when I throw rock number three, so three now Asur number two because number two has been served. So number three, if you're following me still, is an Avodah Zarah. But it's not yet Asur because it hasn't been served. So each additional rock is Asuring the previous rock, but itself isn't yet Asur until it's been worshipped. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ihachi Basraisa Mia Tishtari. The last rock that was thrown should be permitted. Because even though that last rock might be a Tosefis, Avodah Zarah, it hasn't yet been served until the added rock is thrown at it. So the Gemara says, you're right, Enachanami. The Gemara says, Amar Lei, Yadaslei, Zil Shakli. If you know which is the last rock thrown, then you're right. In a Hanami, it would be Mutter if you assume that Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew doesn't become Asur until it's actually been worshipped. That's all according to the first man, the Amar. Rav Ashi says, Amar, Kol Achas V'Achas, each rock thrown, Nasis Takrovis Liatzmo, V'Takrovis Lechaverta. Each one actually, when it's thrown, ends up being a Takrovis to itself. When you throw the rock, that rock becomes an Avodah Zarah. At the same time, it worships itself by being thrown. So there's never any rock that's thrown that's not Asur. They're all going to be Asur right away. Because again, it becomes an Avodah Zarah and a Takrovis to itself and to the rock next to it all at the same time. So there is no rock that's going to actually be permitted.
Doesn't make him not permitted what his kavana is? If his kavana is to put the rock there to build a Avodah Zarah.
So it won't be takrovas, you're saying. It could be, or it could be just arguing about. I guess I don't know. Maybe they're arguing about how markolis works, even.
Right.
Well, what the stam kavan is. Right. I have no idea.
Well, think about it. Why would he throw it if he had no... He threw it with the intention of becoming part of the...
No, but his question is, was the intention when he threw the rock to be takrovis for itself, or to be takrovis for the already existing one?
Existing.
All right, don't know. Gemara now says, last four narrow lines of the page here, Tanan. The Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah that we're going to see in Amud Beis here, Matzah Barosha, let's say you find on top of the base Markolis, you find ksusa, some clothing, umos, or coins, or kalim, or some type of utensil. Harei elu mutarim. These are mutar, because no one places coins or clothing on a Markolis to worship the Markolis. If it, let's say you find parchile anavim, little of vines of grapes, or ataro shel shibalim, what do they, how do they define that?
Wreath,
okay. The yenos, shmanim, wine, and oil, saltos, and some type of flour. The chaldavar shekiyotzi bo karav legave mizbeach. And any other item that would typically be brought to the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, also, because we said anything kain panim done to a avodah zarah would make these things aser. So bishma, the Gemara says, I understand yenos, vishmanim, vesaltos, ika kain panim. That wine, they pour the wine in the Mizbeach, in the base of Mikdash, they would use oil in the Mincha, saltos themselves, or flour used for the Mincha. So that makes sense why, if done to a Avodah Zarah, would be Aser. Vika Kain Zrika Mishabaris. And also, when you throw them, they break up. So this makes sense why it's Kain Panim, and it's Kain Zrika Mishabaris. Ela Parchile Anavim, vines of grapes, Vaterashel Shibalim, and these wreaths, Lo Kain Panimika, Lo Kain Zrika Mishabaris. These things we don't find a parallel in the base of Mikdash. We don't have wreaths in the base of Mikdash. We don't have vines of grapes in the base of Mikdash. Nor when you throw them, do they end up breaking up the Zrika Mishabaris. So why would these last two items be usher if found on the base Markolis? So Gemara explains, Amarava, Amarula, Kigon Shabbatan Mitchila Lekach. It's not aser because it's a kain drika, it's aser because it's kain zvicha. Look at Rashi. Rashi says around 15 narrow lines up, shebatzen mitchila. L'tzach avodas kocham. When you initially batzen, when you initially harvest them, ubibitzirusan of the avodas kocham. When you cut off the vine, you say, I'm doing this l'shem avodah zarah, and therefore it's a dahavi kishever maka, like you broke a stick. Lefaneh, the dami lezvicha. So remember, either it's modeled after a zrika mishtaberes or a zvicha. Whenever you snap something, that's a zvicha. So since when these things were broken out of the ground, you broke it, you broke up the wreath, you broke up the vines, these things are kinyan zvicha, and that's why they would be awesome. Fine, the Gemara now says, three wide lines down, last two words, Amar Reb Abohu, Amar Reb Yochan, Minayin lezoveach behem abalas mum lavodas kochavim, shupater. How do you know if a person takes an animal missing a leg, let's say, a balmum, you shecht it to avodah zarah, one is pater. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Zoveach le'lohim yecharam, built the Hashem levado. What's the connection of Zoveach le'lohim to an avodah zarah, connecting to Hashem? So Gemara explains, lo asa Torah ela kein panim. So the only time a shechita for avodah zarah is aser, if it's a shechita that would in theory be kosher for the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, we only know that you're only allowed to bring a behema tamim in the base of Mikdash. So too, you'd only be aser for shechting a behema tamim to an avodah zarah. But a ba'amum, which you can't bring in the base of Mikdash, wouldn't be aser to avodah zarah. So Gemara explains, Havi be Rava questioned this, b'mai. What type of ba'amum are we referring to? Ilema ba'dukin shiba'ayin. If we're referring to dukin shiba'ayin, which I think is like cataract or something. Did they define it like that? Yep. Something covering the eye. So the Gemara says, well, that's not a problem. Because Hashil Levnei Noach Chazi Legavoa Bibama, Levnei Noach Rashi says, referring to when we were Bnei Noach before Matan Torah, we were called Bnei Noach. And the halacha was you would be allowed to bring Dukin Shiba'ayin, an animal with a cataract, would be permitted before Matan Torah. So the Dul Avodah Chami Bai. So do we have to tell us that for Avodah Zarah, it would be for them would be us for Avodah Zarah? Meaning what? If it's kosher for a bama, certainly it's going to then be possible, it will be a violation for avodah zarah. That can't be the bama we're referring to. Ella, b'mechusr eva, referring to an animal mamish missing a leg, missing an arm. Ukad Rabbi Elazar, damer b'elazar, minayin l'mechusr eva shu asu l'vnei noach. How do we know an animal missing a limb is asur for a ben noach to bring as a carbon in general, not avodah zarah, but a carbon? Shenemar says with regards to Noach, Umikol achai, mikol basa shnaim mikol. Meaning what? Amar Torah, havai behema shechayin rasha evarim shalom. You need to bring an animal that all its limbs are alive, that it has all its limbs intact. So Ben Noach has to bring an animal that's completely tamim. So that's the halacha. So So that's the type of Baal Mum we're referring to. So if you bring an animal missing a leg, it's disqualified in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you bring it for Avodah Zarah, it would be Pater from Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara then says, wait a second here. This word Mikol Achai can't be used to teach me that the animal for a carbon of a Ben Noach has to have all the limbs, because Mikol Achai teaches me another halacha, nothing to do with limbs, that a trefa doesn't, trefa is not a good animal, not a good carbon. An animal that's a trefa means it's not going to live in the next 12 months. A typical example of a trefa, if there's a puncture in the lung, has to have the ability to live, Mikol Achai. Nothing to do with limbs, just the ability of this animal to live. So since a trefa can't live for more than 12 months, it's not called Mikol Achai, and that's disqualified. So how do we again know that an animal missing a limb is not a good carbon for Ben Noach? The Gemara says no. I'll tell you what. Milahachayos zera nafka. A trefa is excluded from a carbon from a different pasuk by Noach. It says milahachayos zera, the ability to have children. The Gemara right now assumes a trefa does not have the ability to have children. If it's going to die within the next 12 months, it doesn't have the strength to have children, and therefore it's excluded from the word milahachayos zera, can't have zera. And now that makes the words mikolachai available, that the animal also has to have all the limbs. So the Gemara says, hanich man damar trefa ni yoledes. This all makes sense if you assume a trefa cannot give birth, so it's excluded from the words milahachayos zera, which now makes the words mikolachai available. El man damar trefa yoledes ma'ik lememar. If you assume a yoledes, in fact, rather a trefa can be a yoledes, a trefa can have other babies, so then you can't exclude a trefa melahachayozera, because it can hachayozera, meaning trefa is excluded from the words mikolachai. So then the question goes back to square one. How do you know an animal that's mechusar aver is pater, is possible from a carbon ben Noach? So Gemara says, Amar Kra, the pasuk also tells us that Noach itcha. When the pasuk describes the animals that are being brought, it says mikol achai, mikol basa shnai, mikol tavi el ateva lachios itach, with you, like you. What does that mean, itach? Bidomim lach, that are similar to you. Just like Noach wasn't missing any limbs, so too the animal can be missing any limbs. So that's the source, that if it is missing limbs, it's a pasul karbon. Because Noach was told to bring kosher animals with the intent of bringing them as karbonos afterwards. So we see they hear that a karbon of a ben Noach has to have all the limbs like Noach himself, a itach, bedomim lach. Gemara says, Dilma Noach gufei trefava. Maybe Noach was a trefa, who knows? Maybe he had a puncture in his lung. Gemara says, tamim ksivei, he was tamim, he was complete. Gemara says, maybe tamim means Dilma tamim bedurachav, and is the way he acted, but nothing to do with his physical health.
Wasn't he attacked by the lion?
Yeah, but they had to make him a trefa. Then the Gemara says, tzaddik siv. No, he's a tzaddik. So that describes how he was a person in his ways. Therefore, tamim tells us how physical he was, physically intact. Gemara says, maybe dilma tamim bedrachav, the tzaddik b'masa. Maybe in his derech eretz, he was tamim, and his maisim, he was a tzaddik. And this doesn't describe his physical state at all, and maybe he was a trefa. Gemara says, lo matis limeimar. Lo matis amris. You can't say this. The Noach gufe trefahava. You can't say Noach was a trefa. Why? Because this hakadaitach Noach trefahava, if you think he was a trefa, so then it doesn't make any sense. So Amr der Rahmana, Torah says, Hashem says to him, the kavaseich ayil, shamim lo tayil. Hashem says, I want you to bring animals that eat tach, they're like you. Meaning, I want you to bring animals that are trefas, but if they're not trefas, if they're healthy animals, dafka, I don't want you to bring healthy animals. That doesn't make sense. Why did Hashem dafka want trefas? So the fact that Hashem says bring animals that are similar to you, Noach, it must be that he was a shalim person. And he was complete physically. Gemara says, now hashta denafke mi'itach. Now that we're learning from the word itach that the animals have to be similar to Noach, in that just like Noach was not missing any limbs, so too the animals can't be missing any limbs. So then the question becomes, l'hachayos zera lomali. So what do you learn from the word l'hachayos zera? Gemara says, I mi'itach, if it says with you, have, I mean, I would think, litzavsa ba'alma, rafil zakin, rafil siris. I would think, just to keep him company, just have a lot of animals around him in the teva, even an animal that's very old, or that's not capable of having children. So maybe that as well would be told to be brought in the teva, and they wouldn't be roy for the karbanos. So Gemara says, kamashon l'hachio zera has to have the ability to have children as well. So that's what we learn from the psukim. In the end of the day, we find out here that again, a Baal Mum is possible for a carbon ben Noach, which means in turn, if a Baal Mum is brought as an Avodah Zarah, in fact, it would not be considered an Isser of Avodah Zarah. Now, The Tosis points out, we saw this earlier in Daf Hei Amud Beis, that the carbon of a Ben Noach is only possible if it's mechusar aver when it comes to a Ben Noach bringing a carbon to a bama. But if an animal, if a Ben Noach were to bring a carbon to the base of Migdash, which they were allowed to bring, then even a Baal Mum, even a mechusar aver, would be possible from a Ben Noach. Again, the heter of a mechusar aver for Ben Noach is only on their own carbonos, their own bamos, but not inside our base of Migdash. Gemara now says last four lines of the Amud here. Amar, Rebbe Lazar, Minayin L'shochet Behema, L'Markolis Shuchayiv. How do you know when you shecht an animal to Markolis, you're chayiv? Normally the halacha is, only the avoda that was typically done for that avoda zara are you chayiv for. But if I throw rocks at Baal Por, let's say, that doesn't work. If I do Baal Por, which means to defecate to Bar Markolis, that's not a avoda zara, you're not chayiv for doing the different avodas. But there's certain avodas like shechita that's a general avoda. Even though you don't normally shecht an animal to Markolis, that's always considered avoda zara, no matter what the address of the shechita is. So how do I know? So the pasuk says shenemar v'lo yizbechu od ezivchayim l'sirim. Don't do a zvicha. Don't shecht to any of their gods. So the Gemara says emeinu inin kedarka. Well, you don't have to tell me when it's a kedarka. If it's a normal way of doing shechita to a particular avodah zarah, we don't need a separate pasuk for that. We know when the shechita is kedarka to an avodah zarah, it's vade aser. Dichsiv eicha yavodah goyim ha'elat alayhem. Eicha, the way in which they do avodah zarah, that's always aser. When you're doing an avodah that's kedarka, so that's aser from this pasuk. So what do we learn from the extra pasuk of lo yizbichu od? Tenei inyan that's available now l'shilo kedarka. If you do a zvicha to a avodah zarah that's not normal, meaning to Markolis, I don't normally do shechita. To Baal Por, I don't normally do shechita. Doesn't make a difference. Shechita is unique in that even though you're doing it shelo kedarka, it's not normal for that of avodah zarah, it's chayiv anyways. So Gemara says, wait a second. The words v'lo yizbichu od is not available to tell me shechita is aser even when it's shelo kedarka, because it's needed for the following drasha. V'hala hachihud aser, hami baileit l'chadetanya. The word v'loiz b'cho'od is needed for a completely different drasha, and it's not available to teach me the halacha of shechita that's aser, even shelo kedarka. What's the other drasha? The Gemara says in the top of Amud Beis here, ad kan hu medaber. This whole pasuk of v'loiz b'cho'od is talking about ad kan hu medaber b'kodshim shekdeshin b'shas iser habamos. Bamos were permitted at a certain amount of time. When the Mishkan was built, then you were no longer allowed to bring bamos. Bamos meant your like own personal mizbechos. It's called a bama. So the moment the Mishkan was built, bamos were no longer permitted. In the Eretz Yisrael as well, there were 14 years during the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, bamos were permitted. After the 14 years, they were aser. So a person was makdish an animal during Shas Iser HaBamos. And not only did he makdish it, but also he kriven b'shas Iser HaBamos, and he also brought it as a karbon on a bama when already was aser to bring karbanos on bamos. Sharei, that's what the pasuk is talking about up until now. How do we know? Sharei on shena amar, the punishment is said, shena amar, it says in the pasuk, ve'al pesach al moed lo hiviu, the person didn't bring the carbon to the pesach al moed, he didn't bring it to the Mishkan, he should have. He went ahead and shechted it outside. The pasuk goes on to say, la'akif carbon lefnei Hashem, ve'ish hahu dam shavach, ve'nichras ha'ish hahu mekerv ama. The punishment is mentioned in the pasuk, that one gets kares for shechting a kachim, it's called kachim b'chutz. Shecht and kachim outside the Mishkan, outside the base of Migdash, one gets kari. So that's the onesh. So the Gemara explains onesh, shamanu, I understand the onesh. But what about azhara minayin? Where is the azhara? Where is the warning that you can't do this? You always need a separate pasuk, a separate azhara from the onesh. The Gemara explains, tamal lomar, pentale olosecha, lest you bring the ola up to the base of Migdash, meaning you bring it outside. That's the azhara, because we have the klal of kedrebi avin. Amar Reb Ila, Damar Reb Avin, Amar Reb Ila, Komakam Shenamar, whenever the pasuk uses the word Hishamer, or uses the word Pen, or Ve'al, those are languages of Eino Ela Belosase. That means not to do. That's the Azhara. So since it says Pen Tal El Osecha, lest you bring it up to the base of Migdash, that's the Lav, and the Kares is the Onesh. So that's when it comes to being Makdish, the Kachim Bishas Isir Bamos, and being Makriv Bishas Isir Bamos. But what about the Gemara says after that point, Mikan ve'elach, those psukim it's referring to, after that point, it's medaber, it's referring to kodshim shekdeshin b'shas heter bamos. The person made his animal hektish before the Mishkan was built. During the heter bamos, he said, this animal is hektish. That was permitted to be makdish. But what happened was, he wasn't able to shecht it, now the Mishkan was built, and now he's no longer allowed to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mishkan. So it's a case where Hikdeshan b'shas heter bamos, but the krivan b'shas iser bamos. He brought it as a carbon when already the Beis HaMikdash was built. So what happens there? Shenemar, it says, Leman asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael azivcheyem asher heim zovchim. They're shechting the animals of which they shechted, meaning what? Shitarti lecha kvar al p'nei asadeh. I already permitted you on p'nei asadeh. What does this mean? Milamed shekol hazoveach bebama b'shas iser bamos. We don't care what happened during shas hekdesha. Even though you're permitted and it was shas heter bamos, we don't focus on shas hekdeshim, we focus on shas zvicha. Now since the shas zvicha, bamos are already aser, so the lach is, the pasuk's telling us, it's ki'ilu huzoveach al pnei asadeh. It's as if you shechted it outside the Mishkan, and therefore it's aser to do that. So the Gemara says, "Ve'avim la'Hashem." You have to dafka bring the karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash to Hashem. Zum mitzvah aser. That's a positive requirement. Who mitzvah lo sa seminarin? How do you know if you don't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash in that scenario, you violate a lav? Tamalomer. This is why we brought the brisa. Lo yizbechu od as zivchem. You can't if you don't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's a lav. We see from all this though, the words lo yizbechu od as zivchem is talking about shas iser bamos. Nothing to do at all with shechting Avodah Zarah shelo kedarka. So Gemara says, Yachal, just finishing off the brayso, Yachal ye onesh karis, maybe this last scenario of, again, hekadeshim b'shas heter bamos, but zvicha b'shas iser bamos, one might think you get karis for that as well. Tamalomar, chukas olam tiyah, zos lahem. Zos is this. Only zos lahem, v'lo acheres lahem. This is the only thing you get, meaning you only get a lav, but you don't get karis in that last scenario. Only the first scenario of hekadeshim b'shas iser bamos is karis. So that's the end of the brayso. So, but what happens is, again, that word, v'lo yizbechu od, is not available to teach me that shchita, shlo kedarka, v'avodah zarah is aser. So the Gemara says, amar rava, karbe v'lo yizbechu, v'karbe v'lo od. The pasuk uses two lows in there. It says, we read it as, even though the pasuk says v'lo yizbechu od, we're taking the word v'lo, we're taking the liberty and saying v'lo yizbechu is one, and we're saying v'lo od. We're taking the v'lo and transferring it to two words. It's v'lo yizbechu od, but we say v'lo yizbechu, and also v'lo od. We're learning two different lavim here. One lav telling me that you can't shecht the animal, even though it's hekdeshim b'shas heter bamos, you can't shecht it b'shas iser bamos. And the other lav is telling me that a shchita, shelo kedarka, tavodah zarah, is aser as well. Okay. Gemara now says, new Mishnah. Matzah barosha maos ktus o kalim. If you find on top of the base markolis, you find clothing or you find coins or utensils. Hare elu mutar, and these are mutar because no one, that's not a takrovis one does to avodah zarah. But if you find parchilia navim, atar shashibal marith, or these vines of grapes, or yenos vishmaninim, oil, wine, and saltos, flour, v'chodavar shikyotzibo, anything similar that's karava agave mizbeach, that's normally brought on the mizbeach in the base of Migdash, these things are going to be asr. So Munah and Emila, how do I know this to be the case? Amr Bechir Yosef Amr Boshaya, Kasav Echad, one pasuk says, Omer, v'tireh shikutzeim, you see the shikutzeim, the disgusting things, v'esgilulehem, eats ve'even kesevizav ashemahim. If you see rocks and wood and gold and silver that are with the avodah zarah, the halacha is those things are going to be aser. Shikutzeim are disgusting and aser. But kesev echad. But another pasuk says Omer lo sachmod kesevizav aleim. It only mentions gold and silver, but it doesn't mention the rocks and the eats ve'even. What's the difference? Halketzad imam is the word used in this first pasuk. It says imahim. Imam is the first pasuk that includes eats ve'even. And the second pasuk says the word aleihem, which doesn't include eitz ve'even. So the Gemara says, how ketzad? Imahim, the first pasuk is dumya de'aleihem, the pasuk of aleihem, that doesn't mention eitz ve'even. Meaning what? Ma aleihem, just like aleihem, which only mentions kesev ezav, davar shanoi, aser, only if it's something that's beautiful, like gold and silver, aser, but it's shena shanoi, it's mutter. So af imam, so to the first pasuk of imahim that includes eitz ve'even, it's only if it's a davar shanoi aser, v'ena shanoi mutter. Meaning what? Gold and silver is always noi. Eitz ve'even, it depends. If eitz ve'even is perceived as a davar noi, it's aser. If it's not perceived as a davar noi, then it's not aser. And Gemara says, eim aleim dumi d'imam. Let's read the other way around. Maybe the second pasuk of aleim should be similar to the first pasuk of imahim, which imam includes eitz ve'even. Meaning what? My imam, just like imam, is kol mash imam. Anything that's with it, avodah zarah, is shukutayim. Even if it's not shalnoi, we should also conclude then, Afaleim kol shalem. So too, the second pasuk ending that's with it should be aser, whether it's noy or not noy. So the Gemara says, imkein lo yomar aleim. If that's the case, if we're going to aser everything that's next to the avodah zarah, so why mention the pasuk of aleim that only mentions kesef azov? If everything really is included, it should erase. We should erase that entire pasuk. So the Gemara says it can't be that way. It must be that only things that are davar shanoi, like kesef azov, are aser, and if they're not, then they're mutter. So then the Gemara says, Maos davar shanoihu. So how come the Mishnah says coins are mutter? Aren't coins davar noi? It doesn't that beautify the idol? Gemara says, no, Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, bekis kasher v'tala b'tzavaro. It's talking about where there's a patch of a wallet hanging from its neck. That's not davar shanoi. Davar shanoi might be coins scattered about, but hanging on a little pouch, that's not davar shanoi. So then the Gemara says, "Ksus davar shanoihu." If you wrap it in nice clothing, a nice little blanket, isn't that a davar shanoi? And shouldn't that be aser? How come our Mishnah said that ksus is found in avodah zarah is in fact mutter? Gemara says, "Amri debei Rav Yanai, b'ksus mikupelas umuneches la'arosho." It's been folded up and placed on top of the head of the idol. That's not pretty. If it was hanging over, dressing up, that would be a davar noi. But being folded and placed on top, that's not davar shanoi, and therefore mutter. Then the Gemara says, kalim davar shanoihu. Aren't kalim make it look very pretty? Obviously, it depends what type of kalim. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, deschifa le mishchilta aresha. It's a situation where you put like some type of hat, you covered its face in it. So it wasn't put on in such a pretty way, and that's why it's not aser. So Amar Rav Asi says, Barchia, kol shulufnim mina kilkalim. Anything that's within the kilkalim. Rashi's kilkalim is like a fence. There's a fence that went around the different statues. So within that fence, any items you find within that fence, the lacha is, it's going to be afilu mayim melech, even if it's just water, a cup of water, or some salt, it's aser. We assume it was used for avodah zarah if it's within the fence, within the kalkalim. If it's chutz the kalkalim, if it's outside that fence, then only if it's davar shalnoi, it's aser. But if it's shein of davar shalnoi, it's then mutter. There's a big machlokas, why it's aser within the kalkalim. Some say if it's within that fence, it's noy, it shows kavod for the avodah zarah, different explanations. But if it's within the fence, anything is aser. Out of the fence, only davar shalnoi is aser. If it's not shalnoi, it's mutter. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina Naktina, we have the following halacha. Ein kalkalin lo lepor lo lemarkolis. There's a halacha, there is no line, there is no fence. When it comes to Baal Peor, which is defecating in front of an animal, or in front of an idol, or Markolis, which is throwing rocks, there is no concept of that fence. There's no line. What does that mean, Lamai, with regards to which halacha? Elam, if you're telling me, Da'afilu Penim Kichotzdami, Vishari, if you're telling me that even within that fence, it's mutter, it's just like outside, everything that's found close to Markolis or Baal Peor's mutter, can't be the case. Because Hasha, if the guys are willing to defecate in front of these idols, which is aser, so certainly water and salt would be also a form of worship. That can't be the case. It can't be that things inside are actually mutter. So things bifnim are vadai aser. The question, the halacha is that even outside, elafilu chutz kifnim dami v'aser. Anything even outside the walls are going to be aser. Anything near, anything around the Markolis or Baal Peor are always going to be aser, even if they're not davar shalnoi. Why? The idea is because Markolis and Baal Peor are not the avodah zarahs that are meant to be beautified. The fact that you throw rocks at it or you defecate to the idols, these are not things that are defined by davar noi. And therefore, any item, whether inside or outside the fence, is going to be aser. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us as follows. That, one second here. Okay, the Mishnah tells us, Avodah Tzochavim Shayala Gina Omerchatz. Let's say there's an Avodah Zarah, a church that has a very nice garden or a bathhouse. The halacha is, Nenin Mehem, you can get Hana from the garden, you can get Hana from the bathhouse, Shiloba Tova, as long as you don't pay them. We don't want you to pay the priest for using it, but Ve'e Nenin Mehen Betova. But if you are going to pay them Betova, then you can't get Hana from them. Let's say it's owned by the church and by partners as well, non-religious partners. The law is Nedin Mehem, Bain Betova, Bain Shlobatova. You can get Hana from it, whether you're paying or whether you're not paying for it. The Gemara is going to clarify that line. Avodas kochavim shall avoid kochavim asur miyad. A avodah zara that has been made by a non-Jew becomes asur immediately. V'shal yisof a yid were to make it ein asur ad sheteaved, it doesn't become asur until it's actually been worshipped. So there's a big machlokus here. Why, when paying for the beis hamerchatz of the church, why would that be asur? So there's a big machlokus yishom. Some say because you're being mahana the avodah zara, by you giving them money, you're giving them profit, that's giving them hana. Others say because you might be drawn towards them. The fact that you're paying and having a relationship with them, you might be drawn after the Avodah Zarah. Others say because you're giving kavod, you're giving honor to the Avodah Zarah. That's slightly different explanations. So the Gemara now says, Amar Abaye. Betova, what does that mean, Betova? Betova is komrim. When you're paying the priests, you're paying for the service of the bathhouse, of the Gina. Shelo Betova, if it's not for the Tova, Shelo Betova is komrim, meaning that you're not paying for the priests. Lafuke mai tovas ovde deshari. If you're paying for the worshippers, that's permitted. You just can't pay the priests. So now this becomes a halach lemaisa. Let's say you're going to some, I don't know, there must be at least, churches own a lot of real estate. So there are going to be some types of entertainment you're going to be going to, which I assume sometimes the money are going to the churches. So if it's exclusively owned by the church, and all the proceeds are going to the church, that could be a shiloh that this is being discussed right now. But if the people who worship, it's owned by Christians, that's fine. It just can't be owned by the priests themselves. I'm assuming right now Christianity is avodah zarah, just to make things simple. So if the people, the worshippers, are getting the money, that's fine. It just can't be the ones who are running the services. Now the Gemara says, ikedemasni la seifa. Some teach the line here going on the seifa, meaning what? If it's haya shalav v'shalachayim, let's say there's joint partnership, it's owned by the church, but also owned by the laymen, so nenin mehen betova v'shalav betova. You could get hana whether you pay betova or whether you don't pay, that's permitted. And on that braisa, on that seifa, Amar Bai says, betova, betova sacherim, that means is when you're paying others, as long as you don't pay the komrim, as long as you don't pay the priests, shalav betova means shalav betova komrim, as long as you don't pay the priests. So what's going on here? Manet masni seifa koshkin aresha, the one who holds that this is really going on the seifa, that you can't pay the priest at all, even if it's a partnership. Even if you pay money, $100, $50 go to the komrim, and $50 go to the layman, it's usher. We can't allow the priest to get any hana. So koshkin aresha, certainly in this resha, where it's exclusively owned by the priest, certainly there you can't pay any amount. But man de masa reisha, the one who teaches this only in the reisha, so only in the reisha is it asur because it's exclusively owned by the priests. Aval seifa, where there's joint partnership, kevan di ika chem balde, since it's owned by the layman as well, afilu batovas komrim nami shapir dami. Even though the priests are getting some profit, since it's given in partnership, it's permitted. You're saying business, so how come this would be any different? What's the chiddush here? Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. Yeah, sounds like the same thing, yeah. Fine, then the Gemara says, to finish off the Amud here, Avodas Kochavim Shel Obed Kochavim Asur Miyad, an idol that had been fashioned by a non-Jew becomes automatically Asur, immediately. Masnis and Mani, who authored the Mishnah, must be Rabbi Akivahi. Titania. You have to destroy all the places that have been worshipped by the non-Jews. The pasuk says, "Kalim," is referring to Kalim, Shinisham Shubahen Lavodah Sochav, Makasa Medaber, referring to the actual utensils used by the Avodah Zarah. Yachal Asam Velo Gamrim, one might think they made them, but didn't complete it. Or Gamrim, let's say they completed the Kalim, Velo Havim, but didn't bring them to the Avodah Zarah yet. Or let's say they brought them to the base of Avodah Zarah, below Nisham Shubahem, but haven't yet used them for Avodah Zarah, Yachol Yi Asurim, you might think they're Asur, Tamaloma Asher Ovdu Shamagoyim, She'ein Asur Na'ad She'avdu, they don't become Asur until they actually have been worshipped. Mikan Amru Avodah Kochavim, She'ovid Kochavim, Ein Asur Ad She'tavid, that they don't become Asur until they've been worshipped, V'shal Yisrael, but the Yid is Asur Miyad, but the Yid makes it Asur Miyad, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's not like our Mishnah, that's the opposite of our Mishnah. That for a non-Jew to make it asur has to be worshipped. For a Jew, it's asur miyad. But our mission goes like Rabbi Akiva, Omer Chilv Hadvarim. It's the opposite. Avodas Kochavim shall Oved Kochavim. If a non-Jew makes it, it's asur miyad. But v'shal Yisrael ad shitavet, it doesn't become asur from a yid until it's been worshipped. What's the explanation? So on the back end, explanation is when it comes to machshava ra, bad machshava. Yushalmi says for a non-Jew, a machshava ra is kemaisa. So when he thinks to make this into an idol, that's miyad as if he worshipped it. A Jew, even though he has a machshava ra, that doesn't translate into a ma'aser ra, so even though he thought to make it an avodah zara, it doesn't become asr until actually he worships it as an avodah zara. Okay.